You're listening to SBS News.
It took a near-death experience for a woman we will call Sarah to leave her violent husband.
He was like, punch me and kick me and hang me in his hands. I have broken bones in my body, in my face.
Sarah's voice has been distorted to disguise her identity, but she is a young mother who arrived in Australia with her husband and children fleeing conflict in Iraq. She says the services and support available to her in her new land have empowered her to seek help.
I learned stuff here. I wasn't know about it there. Like, he's not allowed to beat me under any reason.
But she says she was also concerned her temporary visa status might leave her at risk.
I am in the bridging visa at that time. What if I get divorced and the government decides to send me back to my country? Oh my God, this will be disaster. It will be disaster for me. They will end my life there.
Domestic violence workers say women on temporary visas face extra hurdles to leaving violent partners, including the threat of deportation and separation from their children. Domestic Violence New South Wales Monique Dam says some are so afraid that they are reluctant to seek help.
So one of the biggest fears and genuine risks for women on temporary visas experiencing violence and their children is that they are concerned they may be deported if they seek to leave their violent partner.
Data from a new national survey has found at least 387 women on temporary visas accessed support services for family violence in August this year. They had 351 dependent children between them. The survey also found many struggled to access crisis housing and ongoing stable housing. About 1 in 10 at-risk women remained living at home with her partner. Frontline workers like South Australia Legal Aid Director Gabrielle Canny says many cases may be going unreported.
So unfortunately there are many women in the community who are suffering domestic violence but are very frightened to tell the authorities or to seek help because they're worried about their visa status, which is really attached to the sponsor.
More than 40 state and federal organisations have endorsed the report. They call the lack of options for women on temporary visas a national crisis and urge state and federal governments to take immediate action, including expanding family violence provisions and increasing access to services. Monique Dam explains.
We want the Commonwealth, state and territory governments to work together to act on their existing commitments to ensure that women on temporary visas that are experiencing violence are able to get the support they need without having the fear of being deported and without the fear of being separated from their children.
Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.